As I told our football team, you know, it's very, very hard to lose a football game like that where you play exceptional on defense, you know, throughout the game with some poor field position at times. But you can't have five turnovers in a football game in the National Football League and expect to win. You know, we battled, we fought, we made too many mistakes. I think he did pretty good for his first game. A little disappointed in myself. I think maybe we put a little bit too much in the game plan. The one play that we had was a bad play. We had a quarterback keep. The end came right upfield. Instead of just kind of keeping the ball or maybe taking the sack and throwing it away, he tried to make a play, and that ended up in a touchdown. You know, he'll learn by that mistake. All quarterbacks will go through that learning process. But, you know, he battled in there. It's, you know, it's what's expected. I was pleased, obviously, with his poise during the game. But we've still got some strides to make. No. As I've told you all along, that you know, you make those decisions and you go on. You know, you make them over a long period of time. It doesn't happen very quickly. And even though at times, at least tonight, it may not appear to be the right decision, I believe it is.
Coach, to follow up with what Dave just asked, when you got the ball on offense for the last time, the rubber was pulled up quick. JP in at that point. Number two, going into the game against San Diego, based on Jay's performance tonight, do you still feel as you felt leading up to this game that he gives you the best chance to win?
Yes.
You never thought about the sort of JP?
No. I really don't know. I really don't know right now. You know, they took him to the hospital more for preventative care. They think he's all right, but they took him to the hospital just to check to make sure he's okay. I'm not exactly sure. There was some numbness there, and they felt the best situation was to take him to the hospital and get him checked out. Well, the reason why we were running a field goal fake is we thought it was a good time to run it. We thought, you know, going into the game that they, on the left hash, they really overloaded that side. We thought even if we didn't get the first down, I mean, we didn't get the touchdown, we would get the first down and still have a chance to kick it. Well, we were pretty good in the running game. Pretty good. Running game had to average a lot of yards. But as we go back to turnovers, you know, that's the name of the game. If we run the ball like that every game, you know, we'll be the top rushing team in the National Football League. Well, it was an overload of that side. We've been practicing that play for a couple of years, and everybody rushes and overloads that side. Kelly Herndon did a pretty good job, and you know, usually just kind of lays out for the fake. And Kelly kind of sniffed something out for some reason. And then when we flipped it to Jason, we thought we would have a chance. In fact, Jason, before we even kicked it, he says, "Hey, coach," he said, "this is the time." He says, "I'm ready." And unfortunately, it didn't, you know, didn't work.
Jason had been considered.
Oh, I always think about it. I always think about it. I just didn't think it was the right decision. That's one of the reasons why I did think about it. With that possibility.
What was Jason's situation?
Well, he said he could kick. You know, he said, "Hey, you can count on me." When he kicked that extra point, it didn't look like didn't have a lot of oomph. So, you know, he was, you know, mentally he was there. I'm not sure if he was there physically. No, I don't. Just what I shared with you already.
What did you tell Jay before the game?
What did I tell who?
Jay before the game.
I tell mainly.
Well,
No.
What effect did the conditions have?
Oh, none. No. You know, you get in the heat of battle. I didn't even think most of them considered it very cold.
Sort of
Well, that's what I think I shared with you at the beginning of my press conference. It's exactly what I said.
What is your focus shift to play the wild card now?
Oh, Jim, you don't focus on those things. You just, focus on winning each game. All you can do is control the next week, and whatever happens, happens. But, obviously common sense says that your chances for the division title aren't very good. So, common sense says if you win the rest of the game, that you could win it. But the chances are it would be a wild card. I'm not sure exactly where he's at right now. Pardon me?
How did you feel about his performance?
Well, I don't know what we had rushing, but it felt like it was pretty good. We just couldn't get any rhythm going. And all of a sudden, anytime we had to be about 25-30% in third downs. Anytime you're in that area, you can't get sustain a lot of drives. And I think it was the same thing with Seattle. They couldn't sustain a lot of drives. Now they've got a pretty good offense, and thought our defense really stepped up and played exceptionally well, and they just couldn't overcome the turnovers. Not really. Not really. When I think back after the game, I thought maybe putting a little bit too much in. One of our simpler plays at the end of the game, we ran and went for a 70-yard touchdown. Anything else?
How do you feel about San Diego coming up?
They're a great football team. Got a chance to watch them today, and very well balanced offense, defense, special teams, and it's going to take one great effort to win in their backyard. Thanks.